AI, it's like it's everywhere, right? Everyone's talking about it. But you know what's really got me thinking?
What's that?
Google's Gemini at Work event.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up fast.
Yeah, like this month, fast, September 24th, they're going to be talking all about AI in the workplace. And we're going to break it all down for you. So what's got me really interested is that this seems like more than just, another product
Oh,
launch.
absolutely. This
Yeah.
feels different. It's like Google's making a statement, trying to, like, I don't know, really plant their flag as a major player in this whole AI game, especially how it's all going to play out in the workplace, you know?
Exactly. And what really drives that point home for me, you know what it is.
What?
The Google Cloud CEO, Thomas Kurian, he's giving the keynote speech.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, so it's not just some product manager or, some VP of something. It's like the big guy. He's stepping up. To me, that just screams, we are taking this seriously.
Yeah, you're right. That definitely sends a message, doesn't it? You don't put someone like that up there unless you're fully invested.
Exactly. It's almost like they're playing catch up, right? Trying to solidify Gemini as the go-to AI for businesses. It's like they're building a whole world around Gemini,
It's an ecosystem,
Yeah.
right? They want to show everyone how Gemini can be used in all parts of work, not just, talk about it, actually show it.
Okay, now I'm really interested. Give me an example.
So there's this section, right? And it's got this executive from Box. They're like a big deal in online storage.
Right.
He's going to be talking about, get this, intelligent content management using Gemini.
Okay, now what does that even mean?
So imagine AI that can, like, organize all your content,
Yeah.
analyze it, even create new content for you.
Wow. That would be huge, especially if you're in like marketing or communications, even software development.
Totally. And that's just one example. There's also a whole session about Gemini and BigQuery,
BigQuery,
Google's cloud database.
Yeah.
Massive, powerful, a data warehouse, basically.
So they're connecting Gemini to this giant pool of data.
Exactly. It's going to be able to analyze all that data, identify trends, generate reports. It could change everything about how we use data.
Yeah, if you're into that sort of thing.
Well, think about it this way. It could change how we work with data in your field, too.
Yeah.
Whatever you're working on, chances are there's data involved, right?
It's crazy, right? Just a few years ago, this was all like sci-fi movie stuff, and
Yeah.
now it's like right there on your desk.
Yeah, no kidding. It really makes you think about how fast things are changing. And it's not just Google doing this, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the article we were looking at, it mentioned some other companies that are presenting too, Bosch, Snap, even Randstad.
Hold on, back up. What are they doing with all this?
Well, we don't know all the details yet. But I'm sure they're going to be talking about how they're using AI in their own businesses, right?
I guess that makes sense. So it's like bigger than just Google.
Way bigger. It's like this whole industry shift. Like, this tech is going to change everything. Manufacturing, tech, HR. I mean, who knows how far it'll go, you know?
I know. It's honestly a little intimidating, isn't it? Like, what does this mean for our jobs?
It's a big question for sure. Like, how do we even prepare for a future where this is just like normal?
That's what I want to know.
Oh, well, maybe this event will give us some answers, or it's definitely got me thinking.
Me too. So, all right. We've gone way beyond the hype with this whole Gemini at Work thing. It's obviously a big deal for Google, and it sounds like it could be huge for, well, everyone.
It's just the beginning, really. Who knows what's next?
That's what's both exciting and kind of scary. Well, hopefully, this deep dive gave you some things to think about. Go out there, do your own research, and stay ahead of the curve. Because one thing's for sure, this AI train isn't slowing down. Catch you next time.